talking about?
My pizza box PC.
My pizza box PC. I gotta tell you, I had to make some modifications to the box. And well, the end result wasn't exactly desirable, but then again, I wasn't working with the best hardware. If you're gonna be making a pizza box PC, you're gonna keep these things in mind. The size of what pizza you ordered in. Because if you get a medium-sized box, you're going to be working with some really tight space. The size of your motherboard. The size of your hard drive. The size of your cooling fan.
It's your birthday.
And the size of your power supply. And the amount of time and patience you have.
We gonna party like it's your birthday.
Setting up it is straightforward. I don't think I have to explain all of it, except when you're putting the power, when you're cutting out the space for the power supply, make sure you cut some slack, because you're gonna be, you know, running cords somewhere, and that's where I thought was the easiest place. I got mine running up, and emulation was pretty nice. Yeah. Ran some Super Nintendo games with some Mario All-Star. Had a, you know, hour gaming session. But other than that, I don't think it was really worth it. Unless, you know, you really have some ancient PCs you're about to throw away like I did. Now, okay. Well, now I'm gonna be talking, well, now that I'm talking about games, I gotta tell you something about the Wii. The Wii is straight up awesome. This little thing has Bluetooth. The sensor devices, 2 gig internal flash drive, DVD drive, small form factor, graphics by ATI, and an IBM Broadway. And I don't know if it's Broadway or Hollywood. I don't remember that name. Processor. And it's Power PC. I gotta tell you, this thing was pretty awesome. Taking out the box and plugging it in. Wii Sports? Wow. Playing baseball, that was pretty awesome. Even though the system can't blast out graphics like the PS3 or Xbox can, it's worth it, trust me. All the innovation Nintendo put in, I gotta give them to them. They are some hardcore hackers. If you're ever gonna pick one up, you might want to pick up Zelda, but that's only if you have some free time. I would suggest picking up like a football game or a baseball game, but that's just me. Alright, the next thing that I've been wanting to talk about for a while, my Mac. Mac OS X. Well, as some of y'all might know, I just got myself a Mac. And well, it works pretty awesome. I gotta give it to Apple. Every $600 I spent was worth it. Every down to the last penny. Why? Because this is a modified version of Darwin. A Unix system. But it's so modified down to the hardware that it runs. It's just so customized for the hardware that it runs fast, and every app I need basically works on here. The only thing I had trouble with was finding an IRC client. That was hard. If you look on Apple's site, all you're going to be seeing is a lot of these, well, shareware that give you a nice little trial day and stuff. You only get to use it 30 days and you have to pay their dumbasses $30. And I told myself I wasn't going to be doing this. So what I did, I googled around and I found this one called Jedi Knight 2. It's really good. IRC client hasn't failed me yet. The only thing I don't like about it is the Star Wars theme, but I'm not a Star Wars fan, so there you go. Works pretty easy. The only thing is, whenever, like, the next, the messages from the Nick serve and channel serve are in totally different boxes, and you don't know if you got a message from Nick serve or not until you look at the query manager. Well, you know, once you get the hang of it, it's pretty easy. Works great. I'm using it now. Nothing else besides those nags. It works pretty great. Haven't had anything, you know. Right, you know, Nets. I haven't experienced anything bad, just random crap happening. It's been all solid. Next thing I want to talk about is the internals of Mac. The Mac, he uses Bash as its terminal, and it uses a BSD, it's a BSD hybrid. So deep down somewhere inside this machine is BSD running, and it runs great. Only thing is, when you try to install Nmap or some other thing from source out of the box, it won't work. Why? Because you didn't get MAC compiler when you bought the Mac. You have to install Xcode tools separately. And then after this, it doesn't recognize it because it's always like, because most apps are looking for GCC or the C++ compiler instead of the regular Mac. And even trying to use Mac stuff doesn't really work, or it didn't for me. So I was looking for these things, and I remember they had this thing called Fink. I tried Fink. Let me tell you, it's not as good as Darwin ports. If you ever use Darwin port, it's pretty awesome. You just basically do install anything. You do sudo port, and then you enter your password. And then you just type in install, and then the port name to install something, and it does everything for you, dependencies, everything, which is great. So yes, even Mac has a package manager. The only thing I haven't gotten working is GIMP, but they got Nmap and some other stuff working pretty great. I'm not complaining. I didn't have to do anything myself. I just got to sit back and watch. So it worked. Another good thing about Mac is the trippy GUI effects. I mean, these things are trippy. Switching to Windows doesn't even require you to click anywhere. It just requires you to push F9, hover your mouse over an application, and D's to the name, and push an F9 again to go back. What F9 does is spread all your windows out on the desktop. And when you hover your mouse over it, it gives you the info on what the app is. Like right now, I have mine over iTunes, so it says iTunes. And now if I go a little bit to my left, since I'm on IRC at the moment, it says Nick serve on irc.freenode.net. And now I see it and I have my mouse over it, and the window's kind of blue, which it does, or purple, I'm colorblind, forgive me. So now that the item's highlighted, you just push F9, and that's the main dominant window now. So you don't even have to click. And if you push F10, it shows you all the other windows that are running from the application. So let's say you have Safari open with two different windows up, but you're only seeing one, but you want to look at the other one too. Just hover your mouse over Safari and push F10 to see all the windows, and push F10 to go back. easy. And 11, if you push F11, it spreads all your windows out and suggests the desktop, so it frees up your room. And if you push F12, you see your widgets, which, I have to say, are pretty cool. Another thing is, GarageBand. This program is, well, pretty fun to mess with. The only thing is, the software instruments are hard to use. So basically, if you don't have your own instruments or a mid-eye keyboard, you're gonna have a hard time with this program. And by the way, a lot of stuff from Mac works out of box. Like, my wireless keyboard and mouse, for instance, worked out of the box. The only thing that I didn't really like about this was it didn't come with no C compiler out of, you know, box, but that's on the CD if you check. And what else? There's one more thing I didn't like about it. Don't worry, it's coming to me. Well, while it's coming to me, I have to tell you, this dock thing at the bottom is pretty awesome. Yeah. And when you close an app, don't always think it's closed. If there's a little black triangle under your apps, you have to, that means it's still running somehow. So you have to right click and push close. Well, and here's one more thing I didn't like about Mac. It comes with a lot of extra crap pre-installed. I only have a 60 gig hard drive, and when I opened out of the box, I only had 35 gigs available. But that's alright, I got my iPod and my other computer for memory. I don't really need much memory, I'm just saying. One thing I didn't like. And the deleting stuff, if you ever download an image, you always have to eject the image first and then delete the .dmg. Otherwise you're gonna be running into some problems. And now I gotta tell you something. Now I'm gonna give you a review about another Unix real distribution, Solaris. I'm gonna tell you out of the box, I give this distribution 8.5. The install was pretty straightforward and easy, and it was graphical, which is, I guess, nice for a change. It took about 30 minutes to install a whole running system, Adobe Flash, GNOME, Java, and everything else I needed. The only thing I didn't like about this was the shell, default shell, which was Bash. It was the corn shell. I wish it was Bash. I'm sorry for all these mess ups, but anyways, it's the corn shell. Of people probably aren't recognized with that one. By the way, sorry for all the extra crap, it's my stepdad yelling. But anyways, the show I didn't like is when you install stuff from packages and install stuff usually to the user.bin folder. See, that's not in your path by default, and editing your path in corn shell is, well, different. And the non-graphical ability to add users, but if you know how to add users from a command line, you should be easy. But on Solaris, if you really need to use Bash, you actually can. All you gotta do is type Bash, and, well, you get the Bash 3.0 terminal, so I guess it's not that bad. And the GNOME desktop environment actually looks pretty nice. Or the Java desktop environment looks nice. Internet Work Data Box, Flash Work Data Box, Java Work Data Box. Work pretty nice. Just, you know, some other stuff that could have been included, but probably I wouldn't have used the extra stuff anyways. And well, to say that's about it right now. I'm kind of out of topics. I know, I got some things to say. I'm sorry if my topic, like, completely sucked today, but, yeah. I just got back from school, my mind's kind of cloudy still, and I'm sorry if I'm breathing kind of heavy. It's because, yeah, I got back from athletics, and we worked out hardcore today. And now, that concludes my show. Peace. Thank you.